It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. The subject I'd like to talk about today is forgiving yourself. We know that God is rich in mercy. He forgives us because He loves us. He doesn't love us because we have been forgiven. He does not love us because we are behaving like we ought to. He does not love us because we are good or we do good things. God loved us when we were yet sinners. He knew us when we were in our mother's womb. He knew all the things that you would do wrong, yet He loved you. He knows every place that you have been and every deed that you have done, whether good or bad, and yet He loved you. Isn't that a marvelous thing? When we were on the devil's side, He loved us. He loves us because of who we are. He doesn't forgive us because of what we've done. He forgives us because of what He done. It's not because of what we said or where we have been, but it's what He has said and it's where He has been that He forgives us. Isn't that a marvelous picture of a loving Lord that would forgive you even when you were unforgivable? When you were unlovable, He loved you. There are some friends of yours who saw that when you became unlovable, they walked away. When you were doing things that they just could not put up with, your friends walked away. They considered you unlovable. But Jesus will never walk away from you. And there are those of us, after we have been saved, after we have accepted Lord as our Savior, have turned again and done some things that we are ashamed of. We've gotten mixed up in some things that we don't even want to talk about. And because of this, we have hurt a lot of people. Let's face it, we all blow it from time to time. And as believers, we know that we must acknowledge our transgressions and we must ask God to forgive us when we sin. And we know that one of the hallmarks of the Christian life is forgiving other people who have done things that offended us deeply. We know as a Christian, we need and we must forgive them. Millions of sermons have been preached on the theme of forgiveness. But what about forgiving ourselves? What about you forgiving yourself? Have you ever thought of that? If a person does not forgive himself, even though God has forgiven him, even though his friends have forgiven him, if he does not forgive himself, he will remain in an emotional prison. Forgiving others is difficult. We all know that. Especially when they hurt us very deeply. Somehow, we're able to forgive them. But what about ourselves? Is this your case today? Have you committed a sin that in your eyes is just unforgivable? Has what you've done caused seemingly irreversible damage? Are other people suffering because of something that you did? Maybe you've committed adultery. You've hurt that woman, the wife of your youth, and you've hurt your children, and they have been embarrassed at your church and in their schools. You know God forgives all sins, but somehow you just cannot forgive yourself. Maybe you just refuse to do so, or maybe you think you should not forgive yourself. Then perhaps you can relate to those who believe that feeling guilty and condemnation is the price a person must pay for some of the sins they commit. In truth, there is only one answer for sin and guilt. It is the blood of Jesus. Let's consider some of the aspects of God's forgiveness. When He forgives you, He actually forgets your sins. God said in Isaiah 43, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. You've got to forgive yourself. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This is part one. Be sure to listen tomorrow as I tell the story of April. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.